Hi, welcome to the Talking Greyhounds podcast for this Wednesday, February 22. Simon Harrison with you. Mark Duclos, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you, Simon.
Now, first of all, what's the latest on the industry reform panel report?
That was tabled to government last week, and it was a fairly wide-reaching report. There's more than 100 recommendations that the industry reform panel have submitted to the Racing Minister, Paul Toole, and also the New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian. And when I say they're wide-ranging, they include a number of initiatives that they would like to see introduced into greyhound racing in New South Wales. They would like to see the commercial and regulatory functions of Greyhound Racing New South Wales split and an integrity commission put in place for which the stewards would report to. And it's a similar sort of model that they've got implemented in Queensland already. Ross Barnett, a former high-profile policeman, he heads up the commission up there. So I think that's a really good move. They've also mooted to ask the government to investigate the chances of revisiting the distribution as far as the Interco deed is concerned. At the moment, Greyhound Racing New South Wales turns over nearly 22% of turnover, but only receives 13% in funding. And that goes back to an agreement that was signed in 1998. They also want to look at tax parity, whether or not that can be changed. At the moment, again, we only get 10% of the pool of monies as far as tax parity is concerned. So, as I say, it was a very wide-reaching document, and it's now with government, and we expect them to come back probably within the next month to let us know what initiatives and what recommendations they will actually introduce.
Righto. Now, let's have a look at greyhound racing coming up this weekend. Duke and at the Meadows, you'll be trackside this Saturday night with heats of the Australian Cup on, as well as a couple of heats for the Superstayers.
Yeah, we've got three heats of the Group 1 Superstayers and eight heats of the Group 1 Australian Cup. The final to be run on Saturday week, worth $250,000 to the winner. We'll start off with the Australian Cup heats, and in the first heat of that, Pantera Near is the favourite there at 3:30. He's coming off a run in the Group 1 Tem Lee last Saturday night, where he finished in fourth spot. In race two, you've got Eminent Reality. You've also got the likes of Wormburner. At the moment, he's currently $10, Simon. I think he's enormous value. Wormburner, we know how classy a greyhound he is. I think he's over the odds there. In the third heat, Striker Light's drawn box number one, Aston Bolero, who began the worst I've ever seen him begin in the Tem Lee last Saturday night. He's drawn box seven. He's currently at around the $4 quote. Go on to heat four, and in this, Banner Bale, who took out the Group 1 Rookie Rebel over the 600 metres, she drops back to the 5.25. She's drawn box number one, but she's going to face tough opposition from a pair of Jason Thompson-trained gallopers in Big Flood and Aston DB. Heat number five on the card, Rip and Hain, again for Robbie Britton, has drawn the inside box. And Dundee Osprey, the Group 1 Sky Racing Top Gun winner last year, he's drawn his favourite draw of box number eight. In heat number six, and again, this is probably one of the more intriguing races, you've got the very, very good Queensland galloper in Zabden Ferrari, who's drawn box seven, got a ton of early pace, and drawn outside him in box eight is Lightning Frank, who took out the Group 1 Tem Lee last week in absolutely brilliant style. That promises to be a great race. I can't believe the price they've put up Zambora Brocky in heat number seven, Simon. He's run on Saturday night in the Tem Lee. He came from last. It was absolutely outstanding. He's currently $4.50. Blaze and Bomber's drawn the inside. He's at $4. And Pop the Cork, from box number eight, he's also at $4. And then go across to the last heat, and in this for the Australian Cup, the favourite here is Shimabar, who won the Western Districts Derby at Ballarat. He's also a Group 1 winner at Wentworth Park. He's drawn box number eight. He's well drawn, and he's at $2.20. So that's a look at the Australian Cup heats on Saturday night. The eight winners, they go through the final 1 week later, where they're going to be racing for $250,000.
Okay, and it sounds like there's some overs on offer there with Wormburner and Zambora Brocky.
I think there is, mate. We know they're both quality greyhounds. This is Zambora Brocky's last throw at the stumps, for want of a better word. Win, lose or draw, he'll be retired following his campaign in the Australian Cup. And as I said, his run on Saturday night was outstanding. And Wormburner, he had no luck in the Tem Lee. And, you know, he is a quality greyhound, a Group 1 National Sprint winner. So I just think they're over the odds at the moment. I'll tell you what, the three heats of the Australian Superstars, I think the first two are really clear-cut, the last one not so. The very, very good New South Wales chaser by the name of Ebby Ripper, She makes her appearance in the Group 1 Superstay. She's drawn box number 6 in her heat, and she's currently at $1.80. The Superstayer, and that's all that you can call him, Burn One Down. He goes around in heat number 2, and he dominates the market at $1.45. It's definitely his favourite track. He absolutely loves the Meadows. He's $1.85 to win in the all-in market. And then the last heat, Trip to Eden for Jason Thompson at $2.35, his favourite there. And the rest of the runners, it's fairly wide markets there. You've got Dundee Calypso, Elusive Jewel, and also Pelly. They're all around the $6.50 mark. So three really good heats of the Superstars. I think Ebby Ripper and Burn One Down are standouts. The last heat, it's a tough race.
Now, Australia's richest maiden is on at Ipswich this weekend, the Vince Curry Memorial. I see rather dapper as the flip of the coin favourite from box 8.
Perfectly drawn, Simon. He's won his heat and his semi-final in good style. I spoke to John McCarthy on Monday morning on Going Greyhounds, and he said he's boxed exactly where he wants him to be. There's a couple of very smart greyhounds in this litter. They're out of a bitch called Pearls of Zinger, and John prepares them. The other one is called Slick. It ran the fastest time of the night in 30 and 14 in a grade 5, and then Rather Dapper came out and ran 30 and 2. And as I said, from box 8, he showed good early pace in his only two starts today. He only needs to step with him, and I think he can improve even further. He's at $2. I watch on Opal Nera, and also Snug from box 4 has got good early pace, but I do like the favourite in the Vince Curry Maiden.
And a Bulleye on Saturday night. We've got the Bulleye Gold Cup final. Now, Falcons Fury's come up with box 2 here at 270. Rizzolini's nice and short, the first reserve, but he needs to get the run.
Yeah, it's a cracker of a field. There was only a length separating four of the heat winners on the clock on Saturday night. Rizzolini was run down in his heat when he finished second behind Winsome Mission. Falcons Fury won the Bathurst Gold Cup just recently. It's drawn box 2. It's got pace underneath it in Pedro Serrano. And then you've got a greyhound of the calibre of El Magnifico from box 3, who's a dual track record holder at Bulleye. Bears Gold, the fastest of the heat winners. He's currently $6.50. Nengar Rock at $7.50. Barking Bad out in box 8. He won the Group 2 Gosford Gold Cup. He's been in good form. I do like El Magnifico. I just think the way the box draw has fallen, I think he probably sits third or fourth back the fence. But he's a very strong greyhound, and he absolutely loves Bulleye. So I'm keen on him at around the $3.50 quote. But whichever way you look at it, Simon, this Saturday night, with the action coming from the Meadows, from Ipswich, and also from Bulleye, it's certainly a super Saturday of greyhound racing action.
Looking forward to it, and At the Boxes is on tonight.
Certainly is. We're going to have an in-depth preview of the Australian Cup, the Vince Curry, the Australian Superstars, and of course the Bulleye Cold Gulf. I'll be joined by Dave Stanley from tab.com.au with all the latest odds, and our form expert from Victoria and Group 1 winning trainer Jamie Ennis. He'll be along as well to give his thoughts on what promises to be a great night of greyhound racing.
I will catch you then. Thanks very much for your time, Duke, and we'll talk next week.
Cheers, Simon.